Welcome back to Fisher Field. Good start for the Tigers. They win the first 12 minutes. 14-0 Warsaw. Wawasee facing third down and 14 from their own 40-yard line as we begin quarter two. Only the 10-yard line at the north end of Fisher Field is in bright sunshine. Everything else in shade. The Wawasee fans can't wait for shade. They're over there sweating to death on their side. And it'll be a pitch to the right, and this is Lehman trying to turn up. No, this is Evans, and Evans gets across the 40 and gets out to the 43-yard line. Robbie Strawn on the tackle for the Tigers. It's a gain of 3 yards, sets up fourth down and 11. And the Warriors will punt for the third time here in the first half.
Boy, I love the way he pursues the football.
It's fast.
Just attacks it, yes. Sometimes seemingly out of nowhere.
Well, he has a nose for knowing where there aren't going to be people and that he can run through and not get blocked.
Yep.
Snap back to Clay. He'll put his foot into it. And this is one that Reed's going to let go, and it's going to bounce at the 20-yard line and take a Wawasee bounce down to the 11-yard line. 11:08 left to play here in the first half. Warsaw with a 14-0 lead over Wawasee. The Tigers now will take over first down and 10 backed up in their own territory.
And just see if we can get a nice sustained drive here and go up 3 scores. That'd be super nice. And while I got a second, I'd like to shout out to Jackson Weaver. That intro video, I don't know if you saw it, Roger.
Yeah.
That was sharp. I texted him to make sure that that was his production, and it sure was. And
yes.
Nicely done.
Yes, he is talented.
Absolutely.
His parents are in a small group with Holly and I and some others. Oh, and Brock tried to hand off. The ball is loose. It's going to be picked up by the Warriors, and they're going to run it in for a touchdown. Again, the exchange, the fake. I'm not sure which, but the ball went rolling around, and Cam Center picks it up, and for the second week in a row, Wawasee scores a defensive touchdown, and they have gotten themselves on the board. It's 14-6.
Yeah, something similar that we saw in that first quarter, made that first drive, just an awkward exchange.
So now the point after for Wawasee will be attempted by Sal Hernandez. Trying to make it a 7-point game and getting the Warriors right back in it. Snap, spot, kick is low, and it's inside the right upright and good. 11 minutes exactly to play here in the first half. It's Warsaw 14, Wawasee 7, and we're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Well, the anatomy of an upset is that. You're up 14-0. You have the ball with a chance to put a foot on Wawasee's throat, and for the second time in the game, the Tigers fumble it and lose it, and the Warriors scoop it up and score for the second week in a row. Center this time, and it is 14-7. Warsaw needs to be ready because this is a spot where Matt Thacker would do an onside kick, try to get the ball back and change the momentum of this game completely. Reed and Harmon back at their 10-yard lines waiting for this kickoff. And the run up. And the boot, and he kicks it away. Harmon will take it at the 12. Up the far hash mark, 15, to the 20, 25, still going to the 30. Out of the pile, 35, out to the 40, and all the way to the 41-yard line. 30 yards on the return for Wyatt Harmon. Warsaw with good field position with 10:53 left to play here in the half, leading 14-7.
It'll be interesting to see how we react to that defensive touchdown by Wawasee and see if we can come out and get some clean exchanges. You know, right when we talk about, hey, we're starting to settle down a little bit, we're starting to, you know, execute some plays, and I know mistakes happen, but then those were costly mistakes. Let's see if we can just button it down here.
Tigers from the 42-yard line, first down and 10. Brock with Fitzpatrick in the backfield. They're going to pitch it to Reed running to the right. Gets a block upfield, 45, 50. He's got a first down into Warrior territory. And they'll put him down at the 43-yard line. And that's a first down for the Tigers. 15 yards on the gain for the junior. Who came into the game with 21 carries for 282 yards. And he's off to a good start, perhaps at a 100-yard night for him.
Pretty good average.
43-yard line of the Warriors. Far sideline, wide side of the field, the near side. Up the middle, and Fitzpatrick gets tripped up as he gets to the line of scrimmage. He'll get to the 41-yard line. Give the tackle to Derek Morrison. And it will be second down and 8 for the Tigers. Sorry, we're on the air right now.
You know you got to keep them honest, but you got to keep attacking that left side there. See if we can get out wide here.
Second down and 8. Ball at the Warrior 41. Morrison now headed toward the north end of Fisher Field. Back to throw, play action fake, lobbing it down the middle of the field, and it's incomplete. And a flag comes in. I think we're going to have pass interference. Harmon, I believe, got his jersey grabbed as he turned the corner.
I think you're right. I think it's going to be a hold.
Let's see how they want to mark this off. Either way, it would be a first down for the Tigers, assuming the penalty is against Wawasee. Which the longer they talk about it, the more nervous I get.
Okay.
So the discussion is over, and now here comes Tara Leak to tell us about it. Holding defense. So that would be a 10-yard penalty against the Warriors and a first down for Warsaw. Harmon was open, and the pass was thrown a little more to the inside. Harmon was up the hash marks, and as he started to cut, he got grabbed.
Yeah, you're right.
9:46 left to play in the first half. Warsaw leading 14-7. Warriors with a defensive touchdown to start their scoring here tonight. Brock, handoff up the middle, big hole. Fitzpatrick breaks a tackle, breaks another. He's the 15 to the 10, inside the 5, and is tripped up at the 1-yard line. A 30-yard run for Dalen Fitzpatrick. It's first and goal, Tigers.
And again, much like that touchdown run, our second one of the game, though, that middle of that offensive line just did some work there and opened up a huge hole.
Warsaw up by 7, looking for more from the 1-yard line, ball almost right in the middle of the field. Fitzpatrick behind Quentin Brock. Brock takes a snap and he'll hand off, and it's a touchdown. It's a touchdown. Dalen Fitzpatrick scores with 9:18 left to play here in the first half, and Warsaw leads 20-7 over Wawasee.
And that's a good response there. You know, you don't like to see those exchange problems, especially twice in the first half. That's a good response there, good touchdown. Let's see if our defense can hold and get the ball back.
Conley on for the point after. Reniker to snap it back to Reed. Good snap. Spot is down. Kick is away. Oh, it's shanked off the upright. Doink. No good. 20-7 Warsaw. 9:18 left to play in the half. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Want to send out a shout-out because I know that they're watching and listening. Heard from Phil Jensen today. He loved the W game. Loves the W game even now. Phil is watching and listening from the deck. Phil, it's good to hear from you today. Hope you enjoy the broadcast and the Tiger 20-7 lead. And also our good friend in California, Mr. Rob Reniker.
All right.
Has been listening, and he is listening today in sunny California, just a few miles from the beach. And he sends his best wishes to the Tigers here in the W Trophy game. 9:18 left to play here in the half. Warsaw with a 20-7 lead. And this is Munoz Bermudez to kick off, and it's a high short kick. It's very returnable, and two guys to come together at the 12-yard line. 15, 20, 25. Oh, what a hit. That is sour on the tackle, and the tackle was sour at the 28-yard line. Good return up the far side for Wawasee. That was Dirks Miller on the return. First down and 10 Warriors from their 28-yard line with 9:12 left to play here in the half. Don't forget, coming up at halftime, you have the Smith Appliances halftime show. First half scoring, first half stats, a couple minutes of local news. Steve will be compiling scores for us, and we'll look forward to seeing what he has. Quick throw near side, and he's got a man. It's open, and he breaks a tackle at the 35, makes another man miss. He's got a first down out to the 40. They can't get him to the ground, and finally they do, out of bounds. Jalen Lowry with his first catch of the season. And he gets out to the 40-yard line, and that's a gain of 12 yards, and that's a first down for Wallasee. Actually, where they put the ball down? Yep, at the 40. So gain of 12, first down. They've done their best work through the air, Andy. Yep.
And they know that, you know, sometimes you might have to adjust your game plan because our defensive front is absolutely kind of destroying that rushing attack for Wallasee. So, yeah, they're heading out the pass.
Haynes under center. Takes the snap, runs it left, up the middle for McKibben. And McKibben will get a couple of yards before he stood up and stopped at the 43-yard line. Stopped on the play for the Tigers by Jacob Stouffer. His big brother Harrison went on to play college football from this establishment. Second down and 7 for Wallasee. Down 20-7 with 8.5 minutes left to play in our first half. Haynes takes the snap, runs it left, keeps it, and there's a flag down. And I don't think this play is going to count. I think they're going to call the left side of the offensive line for movement before the snap. And that is exactly what's happened. And second down and 7 will become second down and 12.
And you can kind of say the same thing about those Wallasee penalties as well.
Can I just say this? And again, you've played football. I have not. So I'm just looking at it from the non-football point of view. Does it look like the Wallasee guards and tackles are way behind the center?
It's a formation issue. It's a legal formation. It's a legal formation.
Yes.
But yes, they are a little bit behind. I'm not quite sure of the thought process on that. I've seen it before. We don't execute it that way, but
There's a huge gap there. And there's the snap, late pitch back center, trying to get around the corner, going left, runs into a Tiger, and gets thrown to the ground. Parker Sweet with the tackle at the Wallasee 41-yard line. And it will be third down and 10 coming up for the Warriors, and they've been in third and very long a lot here tonight.
Yeah, they have. And that was a great tackle there by Parker. He just kind of grabbed him by the shoulder pads and just kind of threw him down.
He kind of did. We don't think of Parker as a big, tough guy at 6 foot, 175 pounds. But he looked pretty tough right there. Third down. Almost the full 10 to get, and then the Tigers jump off sides. Stouffer, I believe, was the one who jumped. Jacob is going to cost the Tigers 5, so third and 10 becomes third and 5. Now, this makes the play calling very interesting here, assuming that Matt Thacker would go for it if they don't make it.
Right, I was just going to say that's kind of like the opposite of what we've been saying. You know, second and 4 becomes second and 9. When you have a team third and 10, let's keep him at third and 10.
And it should be noted that Jacob's right over the center. I mean, his breath is hitting the football. That's how close he is to the center. Third and 5, option play. Haynes keeps it, and he'll be spun around and go down at the 48-yard line. Gain of 2 more. It sets up fourth down and 3 with 7:10 and the clock running. Here before halftime, Warsaw leading Wallasee 20-7. Ball right in the middle of the field at the orange W. Go ahead, Andy.
Oh, I was going to say, there's no really doubt about going for it here on fourth down.
No, they have to go for it. What play does Matt Thacker think can get him 3 yards and a first down? Haynes takes the snap, ran into his own man. He's going to be thrown to the ground. Nathan Villa came on a run blitz and ran right into the quarterback and throws him for a loss back at the 45-yard line. It's a loss of two, and the Tigers take over with 6:37 left in the half, up by 13.
That's a great play call there, and you're right on there. The run blitz, Villa just sliced right through that offensive line, and Haynes really didn't have a chance. As soon as he snapped the ball, as soon as he got the ball in his hands, Villa was just right in his face. There's nothing that he could have done. Great play call.
So here the Tigers are, again, in an opportunity to put their foot on the throat of the Warriors. They've already fumbled and lost it twice. Brock, play action fake, runs right. Got a blocker downfield. Oh, jumps in the air, 40. He's to the 35 and then falls down. Did he get the first down? He's very close to it. I think he did. He did, according to the official on the near side. First down, Tigers. Quentin Brock with a run of 10 yards, including a jump cut in there, which we have not seen him do before.
Well, he's an athlete. Athletes are going to athlete. That's one where you just hand him the ball and say, hey, Quentin, go make a play.
Just go get 10.
Go make a play.
6:17 left to play in the half. Warsaw headed toward the north end of Fisher Field. And they have three wideouts in this formation, only one halfback. Brock on the handoff up the middle to Schenck, and Schenck will get yardage to the 30-yard line. That'll be a gain of three. Stopped on the play by Cassidy Carter from the strong side linebacker position, second down and seven.
Boy, I love that the game clock is now on the play
clock.
Nice. Oh, I don't have to, like, look over. I can just look at the play clock.
Well, it means no matter which way you're going, you know exactly how much is left in the game or the half. Brock with a hard count. Now he stands up, looks at the coaches. The coaches wave at him and say, pick your play. And he looks at his wristband, and with nine on the play clock, he tells his team what he wants. Quentin under center takes a snap. He's going to fake the pitch. Now he's going to quarterback sweep it to the left. Turns up field, sideline, 25, 20, and knocked out of bounds inside the 15-yard line. They're going to mark him out at the 13-yard line. Another first down for the Tigers.
It's a good play call. So quarterback, just quarterback keeper to the left there. I know I talk about my Cornhuskers a lot, but 25 years ago when Eric Crouch was running that option offense, that happened a lot.
Yes. 17 yards on the game. First down and 10 for the Tigers at the Warrior 13-yard line. Ball on the left hash mark. That's the near side. Logan Carl all by himself with single coverage out there on the right. Schenck in the backfield. And he will take the handoff up the middle. Runs into a Warrior defender and is still not down. Dragging people forward, and they will mark him down at about the 7-yard line. So that'll be a gain of six and bring up second down for the Tigers. Already up 20-7 with exactly 5 minutes left to play here in the second quarter. Stay tuned. The Smith Appliances halftime show is coming up. First half scoring, 2 minutes of news, scores from other games. First half stats brought to you by Beacon Points, formerly known as Oliver Bergen. From the 7, again, the ball to the left hash mark. Schenck behind Quentin Brock. Brock started under center, then stood up. Now he's under center, and he's going to keep it and turn up field, and he's going to walk into the end zone. Everybody believed that Schenck had it. Quentin kept it. He scores. And with 4:31 left to play in the half, it's 26-7 Tigers.
And that's something when you're a Wawasee defense, you got to commit to something. You got to stop something. And you're right. They thought the fullback had the ball, and he did not. Quentin just came around that left end, and there was nobody there.
So now Conley for the point after. It's two out of three so far tonight. Snap is low. Spot is down. Kick is up. And this time the kick is good. 27-7 Tigers. 4:31 left to play here in the opening half. Warsaw with the lead, and we're back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman, Andy Manis, Scott Smith doing stats. Steve Scott back at the station. 4:31 left to play here in the first half. Warsaw with a 27-7 lead over Wawasee, looking for their 11th straight win in the W Trophy game. Whitaker to kick off. And again, two Warriors are deep, standing at their 10-yard line. And Whitaker is going to bounce it down the field. It hits one of the upland for Wawasee, and the Tigers dive on it. The Tigers dive on it. It's Flores Ortega who grabbed it. That was not an onside kick, but it worked out that way. And with 4:28 left to play here in the half, Warsaw's got the ball again, leading 27-7.
You're right. That wasn't necessarily an onside kick, but he did kick it on the ground on purpose, and it just hit off that Wawasee Warrior. That becomes a live ball, and I guess it's a live ball no matter what, but credit our guys for hopping on that football. And that's stuff that you got to work on. I know people will be like, why are they kicking like that in a 27-7 game? But that's stuff that we have to work on against teams that we'll face further down the schedule.
Like next week.
Yeah.
Right?
Because, yeah, you might have to.
Against that outfit.
Yeah.
Concord scored 38 points against Mishawaka's defense.
Yep.
And our little boy, Brevard, is off to a tremendous start in his senior season.
Oh, man.
He is wonderful to watch.
He's the real deal.
And Warsaw's going to have to take a timeout because they don't have the right people in the huddle. 4:28 left to play in the half. Warsaw 27, Wawasee 7, back in 30. Undo's now Warsaw. Steve is updating the scoreboard. And we are looking at it as he's updating it. Plymouth leads Goshen 16-7 in quarter two. Northwood at Andrews Field leads Mishawaka 12-7 in quarter two. Concord's up 14-0 on Northridge, also in the second. Warsaw leads Wawasee 27-7 with 4:28 left to play in the half. The Tigers just squibbed the ball down the field. It hit a Warrior, and the Tigers recovered it at the Warrior 49. And whistle sound, another flag flies. Now this is going to be movement against the Tigers, I think.
I think you're right. Oh.
I'm wrong.
Gladly.
The movement was because of Wawasee's movement.
Okay.
So that'll cost the Warriors 5 and move the ball to the Wawasee 44-yard line. So it'll be first down and 5. Great crowd on hand, both sides. Still feels weird to play these guys at this point in the year. This was always a last week of September, first week of October kind of a game, week 7. Brock and company goes to work, up by 20. Quentin takes a snap, hands off up the middle, and this is Duncan. And Duncan gets about 4 yards to the 40-yard line. He's a yard short of the first down. Stopped in the play by Carter for Wawasee. Second down and 1. Great to have you with us wherever you're listening, however you're listening, on the radio, on the app, on the internet. We know the kids are listening down in Bloomington and West Lafayette. I'm guessing Drew Sullivan's listening on his phone as he's getting ready to play for the Butler Bulldogs tomorrow. Second one, 10 on the play clock as the Tigers get to the line of scrimmage. It's Duncan behind Quentin Brock. And they hand off to Duncan, and he gets the first down and more inside the 40-yard line, down to the 36-yard line. That's a gain of 4 yards, give him 5 yards, a first down for the Tigers.
I'd like to just close out this half with a scoring drive here.
Just a long, methodical drive. Remember, the Tigers will get the ball to start the third quarter from the 35-yard line. Brock on the counterplay. Oh, Harmon ran into his own man and then ran into a defender for Wawasee. Caden Andrew didn't know who he'd hit until he realized that he had the ball, and it's a loss of 5 on the play back to the 40-yard line.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that's just a thing where, like, Andrew came through that line, didn't kind of realize where he was, and the ball carrier is right in front of me.
Yeah. We got away from his defender and turned his head, and bam, there was Harmon.
Yep.
And it took him, well, I'm sure for him it probably felt like 5 seconds. It took him just a minute to figure out that, I want to stay near this guy. Brock, hard count, takes a snap. Rolling right, pressure from behind, throws it on the run. Got a man open. It's Tucker Reed, makes a man miss at the 25. He's got a first down inside the 20-yard line. They're going to mark him down at the 18-yard line. That's a 12-yard gain and a first down for the Tigers.
And that's such a weapon that Quentin can roll out to his right and on the run make a, just a money throw with some velocity on it. It's a, something you don't see a whole lot in high school football.
Sorry, my math was bad. That's a 22-yard gain for the Tigers. So the first down. Two wideouts to the near side, including Reed and Carl. Harmon, the only halfback, he's to the right. And they will hand off up the middle. This is Duncan, and Duncan will plunge forward to the 16-yard line for a gain of two. A couple of Warriors in the neighborhood to make the stop. First one there was maybe my favorite name of the season so far, Mookie Flores. Speaking of Mookie, we ran into Daryl Strawberry yesterday.
Yes, we did.
You ran into him again today, I heard.
I did.
Before the night's over, we'll share some stories about the big left-handed swinger. Pitch left, Harmon trying to get around the corner. He's going to be hit and thrown for a loss. Back at the 18-yard line, a loss of 2 yards on the play. It'll be third down and long coming up for the Tigers. Clock running down to 1:18 left to play in the half. Warsaw has one timeout remaining.
Credit the right-hand side of that Wallace defensive front. Two of those guys got through our left side there.
This would be a long field goal, but Conley made one from 38 last week. This would be about 35 if they get no closer. Brock back to throw. Got a man wide open. It's Grady Nelson, and he's got it in the left corner of the end zone for a touchdown. Grady Nelson, an 18-yard pass play from Brock to Nelson, and the Tigers are on the board again. It's 33-7.
Just a great pass by QB there. I'm not sure how you let 88 get in back of you, but he did. And you got two Tiger baseball players making plays out there.
Well, how you let him get behind you is you don't think they're going to throw the ball.
That's true.
Right? I mean, they just don't. Conley for the point after. Good snap. Spot is down. Kick is away, and the kick is inside the right upright, and it's good. 34-7 Tigers. 48 seconds left to play here in the first half.
A great play call there, though. It's third and long. Third on the 25-yard line. Great play call to get Grady out in space, and Quentin with just a great throw. And 88 didn't have to do a whole lot except just reach out and catch that ball and trot into the end zone.
Well, all he had to do was catch it, which hasn't always been the easiest thing for the Tigers this season, right?
Yeah. But if you're going to have somebody, he plays a mean right field.
Yes, he does.
So if I'm going to have somebody, it's going to be him.
That was after the onside kick, which is the only way to describe it.
Right.
Again, they are not trying to recover that. That was not dribbling the ball down the field
right,
and running on it. Fisher kicked that as hard as he could, and it hit a Wallace player and just bounced back toward the Tigers, who then recovered it.
Now, I think he might have been aiming in that direction, hoping it would bounce off him.
Maybe.
We'll have to ask about that.
Well, that'll probably come up on Tiger Talk
right
tomorrow, I would think. Whitaker to kick off again. This time the Warriors are paying extra close attention. Walk up, now the run up, same kind of kick, bouncing down the field, high bounce, taking it to the 29-yard line by one of the upbacks, who will take it to the 34-yard line. And that is Lehman on the return. 44 seconds left in the half. Again, the Tigers get the ball to start the third quarter of play, leading 34-7. The Warriors will start this possession at the 35-yard line with just 44 seconds left to operate.
Be wondering what kind of plays Coach Thacker will dial up here.
Well, my guess is he's going to try a pass play early in this sequence, and if it doesn't work, he may just
take a knee,
run the fullback up the
or
middle, and go to halftime. This night has not gone the way they wanted. Haynes pitches back left center, trying to turn the corner, got a blocker out front, turns upfield. He's to the 40, and he's going to be dragged out of bounds across the Wallace sideline. at the 42-yard line. That's a 7-yard gain for Cam Center. Came into the game with 13 carries for 45 yards.
Got to give props to right guard for Wawasee. Just absolutely pancaked one of our linebackers, 72, Reagan Francis. Great block there.
Second down for Wawasee from their 42. Ball on the far hash mark. That's the side closest to their sideline. Some confusion about who's supposed to go where in this offensive set. And the Warriors are going to have to take a timeout. We're going to keep it here so that Steve get everything lined up for halftime. Next week, Concord will be here. Back-to-back home games. That doesn't happen very often. It happens twice this year. Concord will be here next week. And we'll be on the air starting at 6:10 on News Now Warsaw. And the Tiger Broadcast Network, so tell your friends.
Absolutely.
Usually the video goes live about 10 till 7. And the reason why is because they have a limited amount of time in the video. And if the game would go long, they have a lot of extra timeouts and scoring plays, that kind of thing. They want to make sure they don't miss any of it. Or you don't miss any of it.
I guess that makes sense.
Yeah. 36 seconds left to play in the half. Tigers 34, Warriors 7. Second down for Wawasee at their own 42. And Haynes will duck under center. McKibben, the freshman, behind him. Haynes takes a snap, pitches back to the right. This is Evans trying to turn the corner. He's got room. He's got a first down. And this time he'll go out of bounds to the Tiger sideline at the Warsaw 47-yard line.
Two good runs there in a row for Wawasee. You know, we were kind of talking up here, will they play conservative and just kind of head into the half? But they're not. They're running some good plays here and getting some good yardage.
29 seconds left to go in the half. First down Warriors from the Tiger 47. Haynes takes the snap, play action fake. Here comes the blitz, and they're going to get him. No, he got away. He gets away from another guy. Looking down the field, they're still going to run in him and get him down back behind the line of scrimmage. And you've got two Tigers slow to get up. One of them is Grady Nelson. I'm pretty sure Grady got kicked in the stomach by the quarterback Haynes. That'll be Warsaw's first sack. Well, let's see. Where they put the ball?
I guess no game.
They gave him back to the line of scrimmage. That is generous.
Very.
Wawasee takes their final timeout with 11 seconds left to play in the half. So that, Scott, that doesn't count as a sack then, right? Okay. I thought so. I thought that was correct.
We credit Haynes there for eluding the sack there. Nelson is coming out.
Yep. He doesn't need to be out here for this next couple plays. He's going to have a chat with Corey Branham. By the way, the scoreboard, the video board is stuck.
I saw that.
I was like, wow, they're showing the crowd a lot. And yeah, then I realized it's
like on a loop.
It's stuck. They can't get it out.
See, we have a new toy, guys, and just it'll take a while to figure out how to use it.
Yes, it will. Well, to work out all the kinks in it.
Right.
Some of those not our fault. Second and 10 for Wawasee from the Tiger 47. 11 seconds left to play in the half. Haynes with McKibben behind him. Takes the snap, drops to throw, blitzes on. They pick it up. He's going to throw it deep down the middle of the field into traffic. It's going to be tipped and knocked away incomplete. And a flag comes in. Holy cow. A flag comes in literally from 40 yards on the far side. The flag is inside the 25-yard line. The guy was at the 40 when he threw it.
There's two flags there.
Pass interference against the Tigers. I won't dispute the call. I thought there was contact. But, man, that seemed weird coming from him. Well, the Warriors now within striking distance after the walk-off. That moves. That's a 15-yard penalty and moves the ball to the Tiger 32 with 4 seconds left. And now the Warriors have a chance to heave this up into the end zone and have something really good happen down by 27.
And that's more than likely what they're going to do here.
Haynes, again with McKibben behind him. Takes the snap, fakes the pitch, back to throw, gets away from one, gets away from two, dumps out in the flat. This is McKibben, near sideline 25. He's to the 20, and he'll be dragged down out of bounds as the clock hits zeros at the 16-yard line. It's a gain of 16, and we've come to halftime. Warsaw, in the 40th edition of the W Trophy game, leads Wawasee 34-7. First half scoring on the Smith Appliances Halftime Show is next on News Now Warsaw.